ಪ್ರಭುನಿ ಸ್ಥಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶಿವಾಧಾರಿ ಗೌ ಭಕ್ತ consciousness movement is just the appropriate movement for self-realization in this age. Self, when we speak of self, there are two kinds of self. According to Vedic literature, the exact word in Sanskrit is self, atma. And there is another word, paramatma. Atma and paramatma. There is some other words also, mahatma, duratma. Mahatma means one who has expanded his soul up to the super soul, paramatma. He is called mara, mahatma. Another word is duratma. When one is far, far away from the super soul. Dur, dur means distance. Bahut dur. Bahut dur pade hain, jisa in Hindi also they say. Dur, dur means distance. So, paramatma and atma. Or God and Godhead as the Supreme Godhead, Supreme God. So, we cannot place everyone on the same level. That is nonsense. As in this world we see that you are richer than me and somebody is richer than you and somebody is richer than somebody else in God, finding out. Who is the richest? Then he'll come to God. He cannot find anyone in this material world at the richest of all. No. Somebody will come out who is richer than him. And somebody will come out who is, I would say, poorer than him. Any position you stand, you will find somebody greater and somebody lesser. Even in the lowest stage of life also, you will find somebody is lesser in any capacity, either in richness, or in knowledge, or in beauty, or in strength, and so many things we have got. So everyone cannot be placed on the same level. Not only materially, but also spiritually. If you say that this higher status, lower status are calculated in the material world, in the spiritual world, there is no such distinction. That is partially true. In the spiritual world, there is no such distinction. But that spiritual distinction is not exactly like material distinction. That distinction is of consciousness. Varieties of consciousness, that distinction. So, in the higher status of life, when this distinction is not recognized or cannot be understood, that is called impersonal status, Brahman. Nirvishesh Brahma. Brahma realization without any distinction. This realization of Brahma, impersonal realization, is the beginning of self-realization. That is not final or ultimate. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a statement about the absolute truth. What is absolute truth? There it is stated, absolute, vadanti tat tattavida satyam. Those who are actually in knowledge of the absolute truth, they speak of the absolute truth in this way. What is that? Advaya jnanam, non-dual. There is no duality. Although there is variety, but there is no duality. Here, in the material world, as soon as there is variety, there is duality. But in the spiritual world, there is variety, but there is no duality. How is that? There is crude example, many you can try to understand. Just like this sun you are seeing every day, sun. Now the sun means there are three divisions. The sunlight, sunshine. The sun glow and the sun deity. Don't think in the sun planet there is no living entity. That is wrong concept. As in this planet there are living entities, similarly in the sun planet also there are living entities. But their bodies are differently constructed. Just like your body is differently constructed, you cannot remain in the water. But the fishes, the aquatics, they can remain in the water. It is a question of construction of the body. But you cannot say that because I cannot live in the water, therefore nobody can live in the water. That is nonsense. This is nonsense. So our scientists are so-called nonsense only. They say, there cannot be any existence of living entity in the moon planet, moon planet or sun planet. They say like that. But our Vedic literature does not say like that. Living entities, it is said, sarvaga. They can go anywhere and they can live anywhere. Sarvaga. Sarva means all. Go means going. You can go, just like here in London city. You are sitting here, you can go any other part. Similarly, you can go any other part of the universe or any other part of God's creation. There is material world, spiritual world, you can go everywhere. But you must be capable of going there. Just like we Indians. There are many Indians, or there are many Englishmen also. Some of them want to go to India. So some of the Indians from India, they want to come to London. They think London is a very wonderful city. And some Englishmen also think, India is a very wonderful land. So we are thinking that Moonland or Sunland or so many other planets, Venus. So, this sun example we have to understand. that to understand the sun, there are three divisions. The first division is the sunlight or sunshine. The sunshine is all pervading over the universe. It is not imagination we get from Vedic information. It is said, yasya prabha prabhavatu jagadannu koti. This is Brahma Jyoti. Yachakshuresa savita sakala grahanam. Savita, the sun god, is called Yachakshuresa savita sakala grahanam raja. Samasta Suramurti Asesa Teja. So the sun is described as the eye of the Supreme Law. Just like we have got our eyes, we can see to some extent 3 feet, 4 feet, or 10 feet, or 100 feet. But the eyes of God is so powerful, He can see the whole universe. Yachakshuresa savita. Savita means the sun. The sun is. So we have to study in this way. People say, can you show me God? Yes, why not? You just try to see God. Here you see the eyes of the God, the sun, the moon. What do you see? Yachakshuresa savita. Just try to understand the one eye of God. Then another eye, then try to understand other senses. But you cannot understand even one eye. What will you understand of God? In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, rasoham apsukantiya. The taste in the water, I am. Just try to understand. Prabhas means sasisurya. I am the shining in the sun, in the moon. I am the sound in the sky. So, this light, sound, these are scientific studies. Now Krishna says, Bhagavan says, that I am the sound in the sky. So, if you can practically study sound, light, nicely, scientifically, then you will see Krishna also. That is required. Education means to find out the ultimate goal, absolute truth. In whatever field of education you may be, that doesn't matter. But try to find out the ultimate. Because in the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, what is absolute truth? The first question in the Vedanta Sutra is, Athata Brahma Jignyasa. Now, this is the time. This means the human form of life. Is the opportunity to understand the absolute truth. The absolute truth is neither discussed nor understood by the animal society. It is not possible. There is no arrangement in the animal society to understand God or the absolute truth, because they are animals. It is not possible. It is possible in the human society. This association, this room, is an attempt to understand the absolute truth, because it belongs to the human society. But if you go to the animal society, they haven't got such room, such arrangement. So there is a distinction between animal and human being. Human being in any part of the world, it doesn't matter. Even uncivilized, there is an inquisitiveness, to search out what is the absolute truth. So this absolute truth is in three varieties understood. Absolute truth is one. Just like the same example, the sun is one. But the study of the sun are in three phases. First of all, you have to study the sunlight, the heat, the illumination, the molecules, the illuminating particles. There are so many things you can study in the sun side. Those who are scientists, who are physicists, they can study the sun science. But this sun science study is not final study about sun. Then the next question is, what is the sun glow? If you have got power, if you have got capacity to manufacture some machine, just like you are trying to go to the moon planet. Similarly, if you can have some capacity to enter into the sun planet, then you study what is the sun planet. And then again, further if you study, then what are the living entities in the sun planet? And when you study the living entities in the sun planet, who is the head, who is the chief of the living entity, the sun planet? Just like we are foreigners, we have come here, who inquire, who is the chief of your country? How you get answer? The queen or the prime minister? Similarly, every planet, there is a chief, predominating personality in every planet. Not only in this planet, but in every planet. They are called devata in higher planets. These things are described in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva bhata divan. If you want to go to the moon planet, you can go. There are rules and regulations, means how you can prepare yourself. Not like that. You go there with some mask, dress and capture some sand and come out. Not like that. Actually, you go there and live there and enjoy life there. That is possible. Otherwise, Bhagavad Gita would not have said, Janti deva vrata divan. Divan, divan, this is plural number. There are many higher planetary systems where the demigods live, deva. They are extraordinarily intelligent. Their standard of living is far, far sublime, better than this planet. Therefore, they are called demigods, almost God. God is the supreme. But they are almost like God. They're beautiful. It is said in the Vedic literature, the more you go to the higher planet, your opulence, your standard of living is thousand, thousand times better than this planet. These arrangements are there. Now, among all these planets, the sun planet is the chief. How the sun planet is chief? Practically we can see. Everyone, we can see that there are so many glittering planets, illuminating planets at night, millions and millions, but still there is darkness. There is darkness at night. In spite of presentation of the moon and millions of other stars, I still require light. But in the daytime, simply one planet sunlight, everything. that mirror. Then we discuss jat chakshuresa savita. Savita means this sun planet is the eye of God. Jat chakshuresa savita sakala grahana raja. Raja means king. Sakala grahana, all other planets. It is a king. Actually, scientifically, it is true that due to the heat of the sun planet, all other planets are rotating. Otherwise, they will fall down. But they are floating in the air, in the sky, due to the sunlight. Anyone who knows science, he'll admit, yes, that's fact. And sun is the source of all energy in this material world. All this vegetation, our living condition, minerals, there are so many things. This is due to the sun. The sun is the king of all planets, and it is stated in the Vedic literature. That's a fact. Ashesha teja. Ashesha teja means unlimited teja. Teja means temperature. Unlimited temperature. This sun temperature, you see, of course, you have no experience here. In India, you have got experience in during summer season. When there is a scorching heat, it is unbearable, you see. But the sun is 90 million miles or something like that away. Still, the temperature is so high, you see. And it is the estimation that so many millions of miles, if we go nearer to the sun, immediately it shall be burning. The temperature is so high. Therefore, it is said, Ashesha teja. Ashesha teja. So in this way, if you simply study the sun, there are three phases. The sunlight or sunshine, the sun globe, and then the living entities who are in the sun planet. There are living entities. Because it is impossible to go, you cannot go even near the sunlight, sun globe. You cannot go even to the moon planet. So, our material knowledge, material science, our material endeavor is very, very insignificant to understand the absolute truth. It is almost impossible. You cannot understand even a planet, and what to speak of the Supreme. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that vadanti tattva vidha satyam, those who are in knowledge of the Absolute Truth, they say that the Absolute Truth is realized in three phases, but they are non-dual. How non-dual? Just like even if we study the sun sign, it is not different from the sun. Because the same quality is there. The temperature and the illumination, two main qualities. In the sun sign, you will find. And in the same way, if you study the sun glow, you will find the same quality, light, illumination and temperature. And if you go further, if you study the living entity, you will find the same thing, temperature and light. But there is difference, it's still variety. You cannot say, when the sunlight enters within your room, through the window, you cannot say, I have got this sun. No, sun is within my room. That is nonsense. No. sun is far, far away, but his energy has entered your room. So much you can say. But if you think that because the sunlight is within the room, sunlight within your room, sunlight, if it comes for a few millions miles nearer this planet, it will be finished. What about your room? The temperature is so high. Therefore, the absolute truth are realized in three phases: Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sardate. Sardate means we receive from the Vedic literature. Sabda Brahma, Sabdate, by sound vibration, by transcendental sound transmission, we understand that the absolute truth is realized in three phases. What is that? Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabdate. So what is the difference between Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan? That difference is just like the same. If you study, if you become satisfied, now I am in the light, sunshine, finish my business, that is Brahma reality. But that is not final. By Brahma realization, you are in the light, that's a fact. You are in illumination, you are in temperature, that's a fact. But if you are satisfied with such temperature and light, then you remain there. And if you are fortunate enough to make further progress, that is Paramatma, to realize the super soul in everyone's heart, in your heart, in my heart, everyone, all pervading. Sunshine is also all pervading. Brahma is also all pervading. Sarvam khalu idam Brahma. Similarly, Paramatma, the super soul, is also all pervading. Meditation means to realize this super soul and to realize that super soul is everywhere. How everywhere? Annantarastam paramanuchayantarastam. The super soul is within this. Anna, Anna means Brahmanda universe, and everybody up to the atom, he is within the atom. Paramanu, Paramanu means atom. The super soul is within the atom. That is the power of God. He can become bigger than the universe. He can put many millions of universes within his belly. At the same time, he can enter within the atom. Anoraniya mahato mahiya. Mahato mahiya is greater than the greatest and is smaller than the smallest. So in this way, first realization, Brahma, impersonal. The next higher realization is Paramatma, super soul. Brahma realization more or less realized by philosophical speculation. And Paramatma realization is achieved more or less by meditation. But Bhagavan realization is transcendental divorce. That is beyond these philosophical speculation and mental meditation, beyond. So, these are gradual processes, but just like if you actually serious about studying the sun, subject matter, then you have to study the sunlight and sun glow, then enter into sun planet and try to understand. Similarly, if you want to understand the absolute truth, you have to make progress in that way. Brahma realization, Paramatma realization, then personal Bhagavan. The crude example, as in the sun, there is a supreme person, Surya Narayana, the predominating deity in the sun glow. And then the sun glow is there, and then the sunlight is there. Similarly, absolute truth means the, in the beginning, the supreme personality of God. Person. And then his plenary expansion, Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesi Arjuna, his plenary expansion. That person is not like us. Just like I am sitting here, but I am not in my apartment. God is not like that person. He is in his apartment, at the same time he is everywhere. In everyone's heart, and within the atom. But we do not wish to accept God as person because we are thinking God must be a person like me. No? That is our less interest. In the Bhagavad Gita, you'll find Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesi Arjuna Tishtati. Ishara, the Supreme Lord, is residing in everyone's heart. Sarva Khetresu, Chittagam Chavi Mana Vidhi, Sarva Khetresu Vara. The Bhagavad Gita is fine. Chitra Khetragam, the self and the body. And Bhagavad Gita is studying this, what is this body and what is this self. So in that connection, the Lord says that you, the individual soul, is the proprietor of this body. Or not exactly proprietor, but leaseholder. You cannot say you are proprietor. Because as soon as you will be asked, becket, oh, you have to do it. That you can say leaseholder. Actually, it is leaseholder. We are holding this body on certain lease time for so many years. As soon as the lease period is over, becket, please becket. Oh, I have got so much attraction for this body, how can I make it? Oh, there is no argument, please make it. Immediately. Oh, I am president of USA, or oh, never mind, immediately. So don't you see, so what is the use of becoming president? If I am so much under the laws of nature, under the order of Supreme, that immediately I am going in procession, very nice, and the first there is start and getting very good. Therefore, those who are sensible, they do not aspire for all these temporal things. Temporary bodily acquisition, good birth, good opulence, good beauty, and good knowledge. These are bodily attributes. Everyone is very much proud if he is born in a nice family or nice nation. Oh, he is very tall, I am Englishman, I am American, I am this, I am Brahmin, I am this. He's proud. Why? Good boy. Then, if one is very rich, or is very proud, then if one is very much learned, he is very proud. And if one is very beautiful, he is also very proud. Janmai Sadhya Sutta 3. These are our objects of being proud. But this can be finished within a second. Because it is due to this body. So, actually, those who are in the bodily conscious of life, they are in the lower grade of humanity. Just like any. They are considered as any. This is animal, they are fully absorbed in thought that I am his body. Similarly, if a man is absorbed in such thought that I am this body, then he is equal to animal. Yashvartham buddhi kimapi siddhasati. And with bodily relation, we make our identification. Because my body is born in this land, England, therefore I am Englishman, therefore all Englishmen and my countrymen, or my family, because I have got this bodily relationship, they are my kinsmen, they are my sons, they are my wife, they are my father, they are my mother, they are my society men. In this way, all our conception of life on this bodily concept of life. But we are not body, we are Atma. This is self-realization. This is self-realization. Self-realization does not mean that for a few minutes I think that I am not this body, I am something extra. But what is that extra? The extra that should be clearly understood that I am spirit soul, I am Brahma. I am Brahma. Then, is that finished? Simply by understanding that I am Brahma? No, that is nothing. You have many other steps to go forward. So simply by Brahma realization, you cannot stay on the platform of understanding that I am not this body. You'll fall down again. You'll fall down again and accept this body. Yes, I am this body. Arujya kichena param padam tata padanti adha. After much meditation or hard work, you realize that you are Brahma. But if you do not go further, Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan, then you fall down. Again fall down. Arujya Krishna. Just like, take a good example. You have got very nice Sputnik. And advertise yourself that I have reached moon life, moon planet. But if there is no place to live, you come down again here. What will you do? You must have some shelter. You must have baptized. Just like when I was in San Francisco, so many reporters asked my opinion. Family, what is your opinion that they have gone to the moon planet? Why is it simply a waste of time? What is the use of going there? And catch some chance and come back. You live there, utilize. Otherwise, what is it going? What is the use of spending so much money? Similarly, if you simply realize that I am Brahma, you cannot utilize the opportunity, then what is the use of realizing? You surely fall down, just like the man has come down again. He may advertise, oh, I went to moon planet. That's all right, but what you have gained? You are here, you are like me, with me. What is your extra qualification? You are not living with me. Why did you? I did not take so much trouble. You have taken so much trouble and you have come back again. So what is the use of such realization? If you cannot utilize it. So Brahma realization is not sufficient. That I am not this body, I am Brahma. No. That is clearly stated in Bhagavad Gita. Brahma realization is not rejected. But if you do not go further, do not make further progress, then it is useless waste of time. Exactly like that. If you cannot go further, make arrangements how to leave, go with great speed in this space. But you, if you cannot stay in any other planet, then you come back again here. That's the fact. Similarly, if you go, you realize Brahma. That's very nice. But if you cannot stay in the Brahma realization, and again come to this bodily realization, bodily platform, then what is, why you are taking so much time? Just after meditation, if you come again, and you get to this, all this nonsense habits again, then what is the use? You must stay. That's the reality. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. If actually one has realized Brahma, then he should be free from all anxiety. Prasannatma. Prasanna means joy. Because all our anxieties are due to this identification of this body. I am Englishman, I am Indian, I am this, I am that. Therefore, we are always anxiety. Even the cats and dogs, they are also anxious for their body protection. As in nationwide, there everyone is anxious. They may not come or put their walls and feet. All anxiety. Advancement, so-called nonsense, advancement is increasing anxiety. But Brahma Buddha means no anger. That is the first step. That is the first Brahma Buddha Prasannatma. And what is that? How? What is that quality of Prasannatma? Na sotati, na kankati. There is no hankering and there is no vanity. So long we have got this bodily identification, we have got two qualifications. What we haven't got, for sense gratification, is hankering. And if we lose something, then also we lament. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sotati. But a Brahma Bhuta person, he has no hankering, no lament. Sama sarvesi bhutesu. Then he sees equally everyone. Pandita samadarsina. Not that, he is animal, he should be sent to the slaughter house for our eating purpose. And the animal may suffer and in India. This is not Brahma realization. Sama sarvesu bhutesu equal. Oh, if somebody teaches me, I suffer Lord Buddha, please do. Brahma realization that if you suffer by others teaching, why should you teach others? Nanbharan. So everyone thought, divine, they for Brahma realization. But the ultimate goal, as we get from Vedic literature, is Madhavati Ravate Param. When one is perfect in Brahma realization, he is engaged in devotional service, bhakti. After being liberated from material concepts of life, when one is actually in the Brahma Sita, transcendental life, he can reveal the Krishna consciousness. Madhavati, Bhaktyamamavijanati, because without going to that state, you cannot understand God. Bhaktyamamavijanati. It is not said that by meditation, by philosophical speculation, one can understand God. No. Bhaktya. So they cannot understand anything, these meditators and these speculators. No, they can, partially. But Bhaktyama Vijanati Javar Jasyami Tattvataha. As I am absolute truth, that can be understood through this devotion. And this devotion and service is attained after attainment of this Brahma Buddha. So the Brahma Buddha says is not final, who should not be satisfied. Either being in the Brahma Buddha platform or Paramatma realization platform, we must make further progress and go to the platform of Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God, and engage ourselves in the loving transcendental service. Then our life will be successful. This is our Krishna consciousness. Chant Hare Krishna and dance. Can you not do this? Even a child can do this. What do you have? Please come, chant Hare Krishna and dance. What do these boys? 1 year before, there, they did not know anything. So they, along with their wives and children, they are now dancing and chanting. That's all. Is it a very difficult process? To come and chant and dance. The easiest process in the world. Without any education, without any knowledge. Simply come and chant and dance. If they realize the practical example of these boys and girls, they began with the chanting and dancing. Now see their faith, their advancement, their knowledge, their temperament, their attitude, so much advanced. You cannot compare with any other group in this world. So easy. So take to this movement. The life will be sublime, easiest process. There is no charge, there is no fee. You don't charge anything. You don't say that I give you some secret mantra and give me some dollars. No. It is only chant Hare Krishna.